All right. Welcome to the special meeting of August 11th of the Marysville Board of Education. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Mr. Pleasant?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. All right. Today, our special meeting, the purpose is to continue our discussions about our board goals and objectives. And so, let's see, there's a copy for you, Brian. I think after we met last time, we met on July 22nd, and at that meeting, we just kind of brainstormed, threw some things out, but we used our district strategic plan as kind of a way to align some of our brainstorming, I guess, amongst what some of the district goals are. So then Donna recapped those things, and that's the paper that you have in front of you. And so I guess just a quick review, we had talked about communications, building visits, extracurricular, public relations, advocate for public education, and then down below that, the four areas that are in our district strategic plan are student learning, financial stability, safety, and developing community partnerships. So underneath those were the items that we had just kind of brainstormed, and then we had tried to throw those items under the area where we thought that it made sense. So today, I guess, I'll throw out what I was thinking we would work on today, and then we can just start our discussion, and you can say, yeah, that's what I was thinking, or no, I think we need to go this direction. But I guess my thought was if we started out by agreeing, maybe, okay, these are the four areas that we want to work on, do we want to focus on? I mean, I think we need to focus on just a few things to be realistic about what our abilities are as the Board of Education, knowing that many of us work. But then maybe trying to decide which areas do we want to focus on to start out with. That makes sense. So, yeah, sorry. My brain's a little bit, got some news right before the meeting, so I'm struggling a little bit right now. But anyways. So with that, I guess, why don't we start, let's just start talking about, first of all, I guess, what are your reactions to the recap of this information?
Why do we have finance under students' growth? Is there a particular reason we've listed it under that?
I think it was, my memory is that we were talking about student growth is going to require some materials and some...
maybe supporting it financially or
right.
something.
We're looking at staff, looking at, programs and so forth, and there was a financial component. If you decide that you're going to support growth in some area, there's going to be some expense.
Okay. Yeah. Shouldn't that maybe move down to under financial stability?
I think some of the things in here, when I looked through them, I was like, well, I didn't have a clear memory of what exactly it meant on there. But I think that if we kind of stay at that upper level and say, okay, these are the four areas, do we agree on that? And then what in those areas do we want to prioritize? But go ahead. You were getting ready to say something.
Well, I think... I know that we don't want a litany for the reason you stated, but I do think we want to be able to support the strategic plan, so therefore the four categories, and maybe they need to be listed as we will support the strategic plan under these areas, and then list down any specifics that we want to focus on.
Right, okay.
Would be my idea.
I agree. I think it's important to show that we're on the same page as the whole district. Mm-hmm. We need to be, I guess, if we're going to move forward and if we're going to support them.
Yep.
So everybody agrees that we say, yes, these are the four areas that we're going to be working on, and now it's a matter of underneath each one of those areas, how do we think we can best support our district, and what do we want to focus on to be the best board we can be?
But then I think it goes up to the top of the page, to those particular areas there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, extracurricular, help me with that one.
I think, because I had some extra notes, I think just, yes, being involved in different things that are going on in the district.
See, I would take building visits and extracurricular and put them at a recommended that we have the visits and that we attend things. I mean, I can, but as a main point, the communication and public relation and the advocacy. And see, I see public relations as the developing of the partnerships and developing relationships.
Yes.
So those would be the three that I would focus on.
So you would focus on the
communication, public relations, and advocacy. They may fit someplace else.
So you're going to break up public relations and advocate for public education, not make that one?
I see them as two. Say it again, public relations and advocacy for public education. I see those two different things.
Okay, they're here listed as one straight across, but I'm thinking, okay.
I would think that you'd want to put a comma there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a comma after
public relations.
Right.
Yeah.
But as a recommendation, a good word, as an emphasis, not emphasis, wrong word too, encouragement, building visits, extracurricular attendance is encouraged or something.
You know what? Okay. That's because that reminds me. Some other stuff that I had been looking through when I was at home was, we had talked about that when they worked on the strategic plan, they had their work plan sheets. So I have some blank work plan sheets, and I think that's, and then I also have an example of Andy's that Diana shared with us earlier, and so like with Andy's, you'll have different areas of implementation. So if our communications and public advocacy of those were showing up under, I guess we would decide kind of which area they show up under. And so if you had developing community partnerships as our area of implementation. And then below that, we have the objective of, building visits, presence at extracurricular activities, advocate for public education, et cetera, et cetera.
Are we thinking 1 year or
sense?
5 years or something more?
Well, I think...
More or less?
I think that the overall, the goals are long-term are like five to 7 years, and then we have objectives for each year. So when we talk about building visits, we could actually in our work plan, we can say that we want to have, every board member needs to be in the building at least in buildings, pick a number of times. Or another idea that I had reading OSBA magazine was that possibly setting up a building liaison format where, let's say, Ed, you would be the building liaison for Mill Valley and the high school. Dick would have two, we could each maybe have two buildings, and if we did that, then you can really focus on that building. You can go to some of their programs. You can get to know the teachers better. And have an understanding of what's going on in that building, if they have any specific needs. And that was one thought. That was one thing that they talked about in the magazine. Or you can stick with that, with the general idea that you want to try and visit all of the buildings so that you know what's going on in the entire district. So
I don't think we discourage that. Initially, I would say that makes sense to specify it in individual schools. I mean, I like that idea.
I think that makes some sense because there's times I look at the district calendar, it's almost overwhelming,
all
the things you could go to.
Right.
And so if you were saying, okay, I'm going to narrow this down and I'm looking at a couple places. Now, high school's got just...
That might be a one-building liaison job,
Well, I don't think you can make it to everything. I can't make it to everything
in
those buildings.
Oh, right.
I mean, with working full-time still, that's just impossible.
And I think even if you're a liaison, it doesn't mean that you go to everything.
Right.
It just means that you have a deeper relationship with them versus, you know, I mean, last year I visited every building two times. Mm-hmm. Well, if I was a liaison, I would have been able to go to one building four or five times and really have a better feel for what's going on.
Right.
You know, and I would know if they had a spaghetti dinner or something, I could go there and they would know me better and I would know them better. And I think when you have that better relationship,
right,
that better information exchange, I guess, and people feel more comfortable and trustworthy, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think that spins off into developing community partnerships and,
yes,
and relationships. I mean, we have to develop, yep, those as well as the staff does.
Right.
And the only way to do that is to be present, show your face.
Right. And know what they need, you know, listen to what their problems are, what their needs are, not problems, but needs.
Mm-hmm. How far out is the, let me rephrase it, the strategic plan that we're, mm-hmm, kind of working with?
Mm-hmm.
What's the thought about how long is that going to be in place before it's overhauled? Has anything like that been talked about? Like, is this
Todd might. I don't know if you have any input on that, Todd, or if they've talked about.
It's not something that's changed every year, right?
No, I don't know the intention of when to change it again, but I mean, mm-hmm, I don't think that's something that gets changed very frequently.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but they do. I mean, it is constantly being looked at,
mm-hmm, right?
You know, in case, you know, let's say something happens and it becomes real clear, hey, this needs to be a focus for the district, then I think they're always open to making revisions to it. But
I kind of compare it to like board policy, I guess. You mm-hmm, kind of change it on an as-needed basis,
right,
and,
mm-hmm,
you know, continue to keep, okay, an eye on it for when it needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's broad enough that you don't have situations, you shouldn't have things where you kind of check mark, say, okay, this is accomplished. We don't have,
uh-huh,
to do this anymore.
Yeah.
That they're all kind of ongoing and, mm-hmm, and broadly based enough that they will always be in these general areas and things to continue to do.
I kind of feel like, sorry.
No, go ahead.
That this is enough that we generated last time, that maybe today we could focus more on what you were calling objectives, more,
mm-hmm,
specific.
Yep.
Or do you feel like we still need to work at this kind,
no,
of...
No, I mean, I think if everybody agrees that you know, we want to support the district's strategic plan and that these are the four areas, then I think, yeah, my goal today would be is if we can come up with our objectives, you know. And again, being realistic,
right,
you know, we're not going to have a list of... I mean, I wouldn't think we'd have a list of 10 objectives unless some of them are, you know... You attend every board meeting, okay? If we want to have a gimme, okay, yes. But, you know, for the most part, just some realistic objectives.
To follow up with Dick and maybe talk about what Brian, I think the objectives is a place where you're going to look to see either them adding on or deleting them. Where the
mm-hmm,
the strategic, the plan itself, is, as he says, is fairly general. I think you're going to, mm-hmm, see the objectives be the ones that are looked at and revised on,
okay,
a regular basis.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have, building on that, after you set your objective, you then have your actions that you're,
right,
going to take.
The work plan.
Your work plan. And the work plan is going to be a document that constantly gets, mm-hmm, revised.
And Diane had just sent out her update late last night, and it didn't come through the email until this morning for me, but she was just saying in their administrative retreat that they spent a significant amount of time developing their work plans aligned to the strategic plan for each building, and they're focusing on two areas, student achievement and community partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they also had the ENS staff there, and they worked on their incident command protocols, so safety is still an important thing, but they're focusing on that student achievement and community partnerships. So, again, I mean, those are the objectives that they're focusing on, so I think something similar.
I think it's logical for us to... Those are too logical for me. I mean, finance,
yes,
is going to be finance. I mean, obviously, we've got to continue to look into that. And safety, if something comes up, we're going to address to it. But those will probably not be focuses directly that we will get objected on. So I agree. I think the focus is primarily on the student learning partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I mean, I think if we have our plan, I mean, under safety, we've started the start talking. Mm-hmm. We have partners, you know, so I think, you know, we just kind of stay on track with that.
Right.
So under the student achievement, I think some of the other things we had talked about.
Before we leave safety, does everybody agree with that there's enough going on with safety right now that this doesn't need to be a major area of?
Well, no, I don't think there's ever enough going on. I mean, I think that, you know, I think we need, where the safety issue to me is, I think that we need to work with the Sheriff's Department, getting the dogs in more often than we're getting them, doing more proactive.
What do the dogs do? Is it drug sniffing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we do that nearly enough. Mm-hmm. So I think that's an ongoing thing that we need to deal with the Sheriff's Department and stay on top of doing that. Because I'm still hearing about kids not even wanting to go to the bathroom in high school. Because there's drugs being used in the bathrooms.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got kids saying this. One boy told his mom that he just waits all day long to get home.
Well, because I don't know the answer to this, but I know that a few years ago when they would bring the dogs through, and I think the most recent one I remember reading about in the newspaper was that they found little or nothing with the dogs in the high school. And one of the questions I have is whether or not it's a matter of perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know, and I don't disagree that you can bring the dogs through, you know, more times, but if on one hand you're not finding evidence of drugs being present in the building, and you hear comments about, well, this is going on in the bathroom, it would seem like to me there would be some support in terms of some evidence for that. So I'm not...
Right. Well, the thing of it is, remember, they don't go in the bathrooms.
Okay.
Okay. I hear that they're hiding some stuff up in the ceiling tiles.
And I think that's where...
So, I think it should be checked out.
Yeah. I mean, as a board, I think we need to support the work that the district is doing.
Right.
You know, and continuing those partnerships.
Right.
You know, I don't know that there's, you know, I don't think that the board can do anything else other than be very supportive and to make sure that we keep those connections going and, you know, being a part of the committees.
And so, I think Diane's pretty
she's
good with doing that with the sheriff.
Right.
Well, there's another thing the board can do, I think, is continue to be, try to keep educating ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think of safety as kind of a moving target.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the police and sheriff's department have come in and done in the past presentations for the teachers and other staff at the high school on, you know, what the newest terminology is, what, you know, the latest drugs are, what, you know, and they have samples of. This is what a balloon of heroin looks like.
Did they teach you like what to look for if somebody's nodding off in class?
Since we're on limited time, I just think that we should move on to some of those objectives. I think, and not that it's not important, but if we have the opportunities to go to meetings like that, maybe that's where it's saved, as a board.
That was the point I was going to make, is there are some things that are ongoing, and there's good conversation, I think, going on.
There's community meetings as well as school meetings, so, you know, maybe in that state, maybe including the objective that we stay, we try and stay educated.
Yeah.
So that could be an objective in safety. Or to stay up to date. Okay. And I don't want to squelch conversation. So back up, if there's things that needed to be said, say them, but...
No, I'm fine. I just wanted to...
Okay.
I didn't want to leave safety too quickly. That's all.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So if we move on to the... I think student achievement obviously is a main focus. So what kind of objectives do you see in student achievement?
You know, I'm going to go back to something I said I think last time, when I talk to teachers and administrators, mm-hmm. I don't want to overgeneralize, but they often are very sort of task-oriented and these are the new standards, let's go. Principals, teachers, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at a broader level, there's a lot of conflict and stress and discussion going on in our society and in Ohio right now about how do we measure achievement, what are the standards, how are they implemented. Those discussions are going on all the time, and that may be a place where the board is actually a little better positioned to kind of be very active with that, mm-hmm. as opposed to the, you know, the teachers and the administration, where they're more, to me, feels like they're more implementing mm-hmm. standards that sometimes mm-hmm. almost seem like they're just put on them.
Yeah.
You know.
Before you arrived, I mentioned to Sue that I was going to suggest two items for our board agenda. One is concerns House Bill 597, which is the repeal of Common Core. Mm-hmm. And the other is the thorough and efficient clause in the Ohio Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
I think that personal belief is that there's a lot of misunderstanding about Common Core. But I think that, and I told Sue, I said, I've explained this as George Bush said, no child should be left behind, but really doesn't establish what they should not be left behind from. And that Common Core kind of sets the goal that, you know, here's where children ought to be going, this is the direction they ought to be headed in, and no child should be left behind from that.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a various history and so forth. And the other thing is that thorough and efficient clause in the Ohio Constitution. And OSB has recommended a resolution for boards to look at.
Oh, it is.
And basically it says that, okay. you know, this thorough and efficient has been the standard, it has been the measure, it is the basis of the Supreme Court decisions, and it is education in Ohio, it's a fundamental concept, and that it should not be removed from the Ohio Constitution because it will diminish, it may diminish the, you know, the level of support, level of, in essence, the level of funding that the General Assembly provides. And as they finish up here, you know, the elimination of the clause would leave our Constitution with no standard to guide the General Assembly, and its elimination would weaken checks and balances that now exist among different branches of government. And so, you know, be it resolved that Board of Education hereby registers its strong support for retaining that. Further be resolved that the Ohio Constitutional Modernization Commission members be encouraged to consider only those amendments that would strengthen the educational opportunities and so forth. But, and I would like, I think what you're saying, I think, are things that if we look at this resolution, and obviously we could change it to suit our own wording or our own needs, but I think also we need to look at the issues of Common Core, and my own belief is that it's important for us to eliminate uncertainty as to the direction that we should go in. You know, I think the standards are rigorous and challenging, and you can always change moving targets, you know, the mm-hmm. change your standards and so forth. But I think we really haven't seen the implementation of these standards, and so I'm not sure it's fair to evaluate and throw the standards out and leave us kind of wandering around again.
Well, that was the... I read the note from OSBA. Did you see that about this? And it seemed that that was their main point.
Mm-hmm.
that all this has been started, hasn't gone very far, and it's just too much uncertainty, mm-hmm. too much turmoil, mm-hmm. if it's cut at this point.
Right.
Which is an interesting argument because it doesn't go very deep. It doesn't actually say, maybe there were other things in the note I've forgotten about, like actually affirming the standards and so on. It was just more that we can't change at this point because it would be too much, it would be too chaotic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you saying as our objective for student achievement is to be more a voice for supporting public education and for doing a better job communicating Common Core and?
Well, I think Dick touched on the two sides of the legislative and then the sort of the public mm-hmm. communication or. Mm-hmm. almost like educating people. Mm-hmm. What I've seen is a lot of fear mm-hmm. and a lot of mm-hmm. not very deep understanding of what it is, a lot of little anecdotes floating around that people are using as sort of shocking mm-hmm. little, you know, like the one that was going around about, I have an engineering degree and I can't help my kid with his math homework. You know, right. little things like that. And so I see it as two sides. There's the legislative, political, and then there's the
communication
with the public, and mm-hmm. but I don't want to jump too quickly to supporting like what OSBA released on this. I don't know what you guys think about this issue. Well, this is a big issue, and it's not going to go away very quickly, I don't think. And it's like you said,
the one thing that is the timeliness factor, because the state legislature in 3 days is going to become, or 2 days is going to start hearings on Common Core, and the work of the Ohio Constitutional Commission is ongoing now, and they're going to make some recommendations. So, as you pointed out, a conversation's going on in Columbus. It's going on in other places. And we can either sit on the side and listen to the conversation mm-hmm. or we can become
I think that objective has to be then do we commit ourselves as a board to try and educate ourselves and attend the OSBA things and talk to Diane, our administrators, mm-hmm. and make sure that we understand what our own district's view is on it and what our plans are, and then I guess that's my take on it. We have to, mm-hmm. we need to have those conversations, but we need to educate ourselves as well so that we can speak intelligently about them and know what's going on in our own district. So I don't know if that's an objective to, I don't think, the goal here is not to say that, yes, we're going to support this or that. I think the goal has to be that we educate ourselves. As a board, how are we going to be more effective if we really understand?
I don't see anything wrong with that objective, mm-hmm. but what Dick's saying is there are some times where we sort of do face a choice. We
right.
can either take
mm-hmm.
a stand or not
right.
as a board. And, they're asking us to right now on something that's coming up apparently fairly quickly.
Right. So maybe being willing to have, just making sure that we keep things like that on our agendas mm-hmm. and have those conversations. So we agree that we don't want to be followers, that we want to take an active role in supporting public education, however that may be, whether it's putting things on the agenda, whether it's going to OSBA, whether it's talking to administrators, that's part of the work plan, I guess.
Yeah, I want to keep up with it, and I want to keep educating myself, and that's not just a matter of studying mm-hmm. in the abstract, but talking to a lot of teachers, mm-hmm. talking to a lot of students, mm-hmm. parents too, talking mm-hmm. to the administrators, mm-hmm. trying to get them to, for them themselves to take a stand. A lot of the times I converse with people about this, they're very passive, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they're just saying, well, this is what we have to do now. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to know if we're going to make decisions about this is, how is it working mm-hmm. or not? And that's going to take some time to, mm-hmm. Getting out there and talking to more people.
Okay.
Is there anything that we need to do right away, Dick, or is that
Well, I think that, you know, both of the issues that I brought up, as I said, I think there's a timeliness factor to them. And our district administrators, superintendent, teachers, and so forth have all committed to the Common Core. The question is whether or not the action of the state legislature in repealing that as the goal, it doesn't, in and of itself, if they repealed it at the state level, it wouldn't affect us. Because we could still move forward and say, well, you know, they repealed it as a state standard, but
What we can do as ACT is we can include that on our agenda for our meeting on the 21st.
To do what? To vote on a resolution or to?
We can have the resolution on there to vote on, to discuss, you know, both things. I mean, we can, if we get a motion to vote on it, we get a motion to vote on it. But we can put that on the agenda if you guys would like to put that on the agenda. I'd like to, you know, I mean, that fits in with our objective planning, you know, but I'd like to try and stay focused on the objective. So, is that okay?
Yeah, all right with me.
Okay.
Well, obviously, they spent 10 minutes talking about it, so I mean, I think it needs to, if we mean what we say, we need to continue to discuss it, so whether that's openly or work sessions. I mean, it's obviously an issue that needs to be discussed.
I mean, do we want to put it on the agenda, I guess?
I would think so.
Okay. I mean, because I had it on my list to have that resolution on the agenda, and then the Common Core, it's not really a voting thing for Common Core, is it? It's more,
well, I mean,
is there a resolution, or we could put on a resolution?
Develop a resolution in support. I don't know if there's language out there, you know, I don't know that we've had a whole lot of conversation about this. And so, I don't, to be honest, I don't really know where each of you stands or, you know, your feelings toward it are. And, you know, certainly in our community, there are people that have some very serious questions about it. But I guess it's my feeling that... you know, most people in our community support the standards, and when I've gone to the meetings, board meetings in various buildings, and teachers have come up and said, you know, we're implementing the Common Core and so forth, we haven't had people in the community stand up and say, I think this is the wrong thing, this is the wrong direction, we shouldn't be teaching math this way, or we shouldn't be having the kids doing these kinds of activities.
Right.
So,
I think during the legislative part of our meeting, you know, if you talk about this House bill, I think it might be premature to try and come up with a resolution, but I think we can certainly have that conversation, and I think that would be good. I think that's one of those areas, yes, when I look at my objectives, you know, one of them was communication and making sure that we're doing a better job having discussions in our board meetings,
okay.
You know. So I think this would be a great area, and it ties in with being advocates for public education and talk and trends in education.
Right.
I mean, all those kinds of things. So
I think that would be great. I'll tell you where I stand. I think it's a very complicated issue, and it's going to take me some time to really figure out.
By the time you figure it out,
but a lot of it's going to be.
It'll be. Yeah, I was going to say they're going to change it up as soon as you put in all these hours of research. It's going to change totally different.
Right.
Well, that's the thing.
You need to be flexible.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Part of it is just getting to know the especially the teachers in the district better, and that's going to take some time because I think they're best positioned to know how these are helping or not.
Right.
So. But I think what you're putting down as an objective is really good. I think this should be on the agenda so people know we're addressing it, thinking about it, talking about it, and that they're free to talk about it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could come to a meeting, and if there are people out there with questions and you know want to state that publicly.
Okay, guys. More conversation. Next. I mean, under student achievement, I don't know, do we have a specific objective in there? Ed, you had thrown out some things. Do you have anything written down, like how you would, you know, maybe a...
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to have to be a, we're going to do this for an objective. I don't know if it's too vague to say we will explore or examine all areas, discuss.
Mm-hmm. Educational trends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's kind of...
Something in that. That's a little vague, but it's... I think it's where we're at.
And I think that maybe part of that includes the whole idea of board development through networking and through going to OSBA functions or other functions so that you stay on top of the educational trends and hear about what's going on in other places. And mm-hmm. I guess that's one way that we can support student achievement.
To follow up what the two of them are talking about, mm-hmm. I mean, I think through Diane, we need to have somebody come in and give us a district
update on
that.
Common Core.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing updates. You know, when we do our building visits, they let us know where they are.
But I don't think more the assumption has been that we don't have a choice.
Right.
Dick said we don't hear people out there. Well, I think to some extent they're not vocal because they think it's a done deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we haven't talked about the product part of it. There seems to be a lot of people out there thinking that this is a commercial product,
right?
And mm-hmm. that there's mm-hmm. and that's going to bring those people out.
Yeah. Well, and the state adopted this as the standard, and it's been driving all the decisions concerning the testing and all that kind of stuff. And so, the school districts have had to align mm-hmm. their curriculum and instructional to move in the direction of being able to demonstrate mastery of the standards within the Common Core. It's my understanding, and it's what I've seen even in this district, that individual buildings, individual teachers determine how that standard will be, the type of instruction that's going to be used to implement learning, the skills and so forth. And as we've gone to different buildings, I remember the math presentation that we saw at Raymond. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that duplicated in any other building. What they talk about at Edgewood was different than what they talked about at Bunsold in terms of how they were doing things. So I think we see, local control of how students learn, what's going on in the classroom. It's just that there's this, students will be able to, describe the difference between a Shakespearean sonnet and a sonnet by some American author or something, which
you and I can't pass that math.
Put me in there too, will you?
I did take the time to go and look at the Common Core standards mm-hmm. to see what they are, and they are general. Students will, there are, and I mentioned Shakespeare because he's the one that's the, in the English area, that's the one specific author that is mentioned. But they do mm-hmm. say you have to have a Shakespearean play and an American playwright So you can choose any of the American playwrights, mm-hmm. you know, but you have, at the high school, like it's 11th grade English, they have to do something, you know, in that area. But what you do and how you do it, whether it becomes performing a play, whether it's sitting in class and reading sections and having a discussion, or what you do to achieve that standard and for students to be able to describe the difference or, you know, between these is up to the teacher and up to the local school district.
This year, how many building presentations will there be? Is it like the whole thing is going to cycle again?
Yes, yeah. I think our first meeting next week, or whenever that is, yeah, is that next week?
Because
it's going to be here at the board office. And then I believe at the administrative session, Diane said she was going to talk about and try and get a schedule, or at some point she's going to try and get a schedule to go to the other buildings.
Has she been directing them? Like, has Diane been telling them what to present at these?
I think they were supposed
to, sort of like...
No, I think she had told them to give us an update on their work plans. So their goals for the year, they're just supposed to give us an update on their goals, on kind of on their work plan, touch on their different goals and where they are.
So I guess a question for us could be, and this might fit under an objective, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Do we want to be more directive about that? Do we want to mm-hmm. say to Diane, these are the kinds of presentations, if we're going to do these again, that would be most useful to us this year?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that would be. Mm-hmm. I haven't really thought about it, but I went through these meetings, and it just seemed like somebody was telling them what to present. I didn't know what it was or why.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I know, like, I had told her near the end of the year, I said, you know, I'd like to have a presentation from our transportation department. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we need to know. I think the community needs to know what all goes mm-hmm. on over there. And it helps to educate us, and it helps to educate our community that, yes, we've got some pretty good people working for us, and they have goals and they have processes and that kind of stuff. So I think that fits under this objective to maybe be more proactive in asking what kinds of presentations or what kind of information you're looking for.
I think that to me that makes sense because I'm certainly interested in everything, but some of the things they're working on or that they choose to show us are going to be more useful to us than others. Every once in a while, I just had the impression that this is something that they're, I don't want to say self-serving because that sounds too strong, but, you know, very selective. Let's just pick this one thing that we're doing and show the board. You know, why are you picking that one thing?
I think speak to the first time through. I mean, I think the next time through, I don't know if they'll maybe pick something different. That, I don't know what's going to be driving those presentations, but the first time through, it was more of a, you know, show the board something that's going on in the building, something, you know, positive mm-hmm. that's going on in the building, and mm-hmm. also how you're, you know, relating the data to the education. So I think most of the presentations were kind of focused on that, but they had a lot of leeway mm-hmm. in what it was going to be.
So if there were something more specific, you know, I mean, I can't imagine they're not open to... If we had a specific area that we would want them to focus on more, you know, it's our meeting. I mean, we can ask those things.
Well, and I think too, it has to relate to the community because when you
right.
have people in here, right. you know, I think it has to go with not only just us, but the people sitting here mm-hmm. that want to know mm-hmm. where things are going and where they're at that particular point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's okay for us, but I think we have to make it so the community understands as well.
But I think the word used is proactive, which seems mm-hmm. about right, just to be involved with, you know, what kinds
right.
of presentations make sense at this point.
Now, you're listing all this under student growth?
Student achievement.
Yeah, student achievement. Mm-hmm. Student learning. Yeah.
Okay. Do we need any objectives about the new high school this year? I'm still thinking under student learning, student achievement, whatever. Do we need any specific objectives for that?
Sure, because she actually put that as a strategy, if you recall. Remember, she kind
one of her goals.
Yeah, kind of. Is that where it was? She changed that a little bit and focused more on that. So I would agree. And we all know that the success needs to happen, so yep. Where are we to support that?
And at the same time, I feel like I don't want to focus so much on that we lose focus on the rest of the district, you know,
good
so
objective.
Making sure that
could
we...
Could be an objective.
Yeah, just an objective to...
Even under partnerships, I mean, it's from that presentation last Thursday, I thought that was very good as far as the partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
Strong emphasis on that.
And I think that's really where we fall, is being supportive of the partnerships being willing to take the time to meet and talk with and show that, you know, this is something that's important to the board. And, you know, with like Columbus State, encouraging them to develop more of a presence here, which may lead to... Even more stuff.
Exactly, I know. And that's it's really why I wanted to say something at that meeting, because I wanted to make sure that all of our partners knew that our board is very grateful for all the work we're doing, all the work they've done for us, you know. So you want to include that, an objective down in developing community partnerships, an objective about...
Well, that softens it a little bit. Doesn't make it such a high emphasis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So supporting that we continue to support and
encourage, help
develop. If we have connections, share those with.
Because there's some partnerships that are being developed at the high school. Somehow, we keep saying, well, we have one high school, but we're in two buildings, and they've.
It's like a campus.
Right.
It's a high school campus.
Yeah, but I get tongue-tied on the semantics of things.
Well, they will have, you know, they'll graduate from Marysville High School.
Yeah.
So it's one high school. I'm a little confused about this, too. It's actually not a new high school. It's a new campus. Is that what you're saying?
It's an addition building.
There's one high school.
It's a new building that will serve our high school students.
Everybody gets the same diploma.
Right.
Okay.
So it's Marysville High School, but we have
choices.
I guess I see it as a track. You know,
right.
When back in the old days, college, vocational, you know, work. I see that as a track.
Yeah.
Out of the program.
And the students are not
like
even just in one building either. I mean, if they go to
the new choir building, band,
they will go over to the old building for choir.
Yeah, I think that'll help when we get operational. You're not going to say the new high school. You're going to say the Maple Street building,
Right
building. I mean, you're going to find they will get a nomenclature that will not say new high school, because I think that's what.
Right.
Gets us into trouble is when you say new.
I think it'd be neat for them to put a sign out there, Marysville High School campus, out in front of the Maple Street building.
Yeah, and if it didn't work, because NERC has that kind of concept.
Oh, do they?
Okay.
That would kind of tie it all together right there. Mm-hmm. Just putting a new sign out there saying that, it would, you know.
The early college division and the
traditional.
Right.
Early college building and whatever.
Okay.
So we just have an objective to help support, encourage, and develop partnerships.
Well, don't you have that? Okay.
Well, before you put that, you said something about, I don't know what the objective would be, something about helping that new program be successful, which is a little broader than focusing on the partnership part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an objective somewhere there too, or
could that be an item under that objective?
Support the success of the early college, high school, and then the thing about the partnerships could be one part of it. Is that what you're saying?
Or I was kind of going the other way around. That if you had the objective of helping support, encourage, and develop partnerships, and that, well, I don't know.
I don't think you can break out just that building, though, because then we're singling out one building off of the whole Marysville High School.
I see, yeah.
And actually, you know, like I think about Scott's has got some great partnerships with Creekview and Northwood. You know, we want to support that. We want to support
To pick out the individual schools, though, I don't think that we should do that. I think you should keep it as general for all the schools.
Yeah, because it's really it's the connections that develop programs and pathways for students and not
buildings.
Right.
Not buildings.
Right. Because you go breaking out, well, we want to help support Scott's for Creekview and all this and that. I mean, that's going to get so lost in the shuffle that we're looking at individual things instead of an overall.
So I mean, we want to do all that for the benefit of all of our students and our community, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more even than our district, I guess. I think that's what the exciting thing is for these partnerships. It won't just benefit our students. It's going to benefit our students, our staff, and our community as a whole, and our state.
The high school even talked about how at some point there may be adults sitting in classes with high school students taking courses that would result in Columbus State credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? I mean, if they're...
And we had that back in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It was all evenings, but we had opportunities that they did that.
Sure.
Right.
It was awesome,
All right, now I'm going to get into a little bit of trouble here.
That's okay.
So now, do you want to continue past one? What's your...
Well, no, I mean, I know we need to, I know that people are on strict timelines here, so... How about let's do a quick review of what we've talked about so far.
Are you looking for a document, something similar to this, with just objective? Right now, we're just strategies and objectives. So my suggestion would be, and I don't mind you reviewing, is that we could go ahead and a couple of us get together and...
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Put it together and then send it to them to get edited. But I careful of action plans so early until you get the framework.
Right. And so I think, because I think once we get this, I mean, we can send it out, but we can't go back and forth with edits on email. So, but I thought it would make sense at this point, if we feel like we're on the same page, kind of, to have a couple of people work on this and try and bring it into the point where we've got our objectives lined up, and then we can go to that work plan. So I guess what I have under safety... we have an objective to continue to stay up to date and support supporting partnerships with our, you know, and I think we need to include mental health in there too, not only the drugs and stuff, but mental health as well.
Okay. Well, and she's got, we don't have this on here, facilities. Remember, we talked about the PI being a priority,
and our
facilities are not listed under safety. So I think we need to add that.
Okay.
I think we need to add this as a little dot.
An objective to maintain safe facilities.
Right. Because, and under the finance, I think we need to put our PI.
Yeah, she's right there.
See where she's got that?
Yeah.
As a priority, it should go under facilities on safety, and we don't have it on here. Mm-hmm. But such a big thing here lately because we're falling so far behind on these buildings.
Yeah. I mean, I think we just hadn't quite got down there to financial stability and stuff, because there's a couple of other things in there that, you know, that I think...
Well, I meant it was missing off our sheet, and I thought we better add it, because it's on the board, missing off our sheets.
Right, gotcha. Okay. Okay, so then another objective was to, under the student learning, stay up to date with educational trends, hold more discussions in our meeting to talk about topics in education and within our district, continue to network and to attend OSBA meetings, be more proactive in suggesting presentations for both the board and our community. That's pretty long. We'll work on that. That was the direction that I have that we were going. And then under the developing partnerships, the objective to help support, encourage, and develop partnerships for students that would benefit our student, staff, and community. Does that seem anywhere near what we were talking about?
Yeah. I think our discussions were more specific, whereas this
right.
needs to be a much more general document.
Right. So. Okay. So.
But I think you can take the specifics and back it off to find the category
right.
you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next step, what'd you call them, action steps?
And that's what we call
right,
and
then, like the action plan. Yeah. We actually fill in things that we can measure, that we can, you know.
Specifically, things I can specifically yeah. intend to do this year.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, who would like to do that? Would you like to, Ed? Okay. You want me to work with you, Ed?
Sure.
Okay. Are you guys all right with that?
Dad was nodding in that direction.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to jump on a lawnmower.
Look at you.
No, just give me advance notice so we can get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, I know that that Ed has spent a lot of time working in this type of...
That's what I did.
Yes.
He is well-versed right. in how to put these documents together.
Okay, now before... I know we need to wait really quickly here. Before we adjourn, or we have a motion to adjourn, I had sent out my recap of Todd's review. Mm-hmm. Did anybody take a look at that, or anybody have any suggestions for revisions or anything? If not, I will be sending that to you for your signature, and I sign it too. Also, we're going to have, I think we're going to talk about the agenda later this afternoon when Diane gets back. So I'll go ahead and put that resolution on there about preserving thorough and efficient, that one that was sent out to us, so we'll have a, you know, discussion, vote, if we want to support that. So if you want to do any more research, do that before next week. I also think we're going to go ahead and nominate a friend of public schools and an exemplary school employee. I had sent something out. We had people talk about Bruce Daniels as a friend of public schools and Joanne Morbitzer as our exemplary school employee. So I will need to have at least 3 signatures of board members. It doesn't look like we have to actually, you know, do it in a meeting. I just need to have signatures on these pages. So if somebody's willing to sign that along with me, unless you have any strong feelings against doing that.
Bruce Daniels with Honda?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been a good friend of public schools.
Yeah.
He's done amazing things. Levy, his financial support through yeah. the ads and
right.
everything else he did was
yeah.
amazing.
I'll sign it.
Okay, good. And then the last thing is just that reminder, if you intend to go to the Capitol Conference, you can go ahead and send an email to
Donna.
To Donna. Okay, yeah, to Donna to go ahead and register you.
Do you remember the date?
Pardon me?
Do you remember the date?
Oh, I think it's like November 11th, 12th,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, something
right.
like that.
And the opening meeting Wednesday morning, is that a good thing to go to?
Monday morning.
Monday.
I would like to go.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about for the school's opening.
Oh, yes, the convocation. Yeah, yes, I think that's nice to go. If
okay.
if you have that morning open, it's nice to go. I'll be there.
That's next Wednesday.
I mean, that's this Wednesday.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, social time at 7:45, and the meeting starts at 8:15 out at the high school
okay.
in the auditorium.
Okay.
I'll be saying a few words for the board, so if there's something you want to make sure that I say, let me know. Otherwise, it'll be short and sweet. I also get to introduce Todd. I'm working on that right now. It's going to be fun.
Todd, like old geez.
And our next meeting is a week from Thursday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So Wednesday, 8 o'clock at high school.
That would be great, yep.
Okay, I will be there.
Okay, super.
And were you able to contact the gentleman that's doing the evaluation of the facilities?
He said that he Jeff should Gordon. Be ready to present in August,
okay.
but there are still some items that need to be completed to make that happen. So he thinks he's on track for that, though.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
So we'll give it a 90-some percent.
Well, you can take your time now, even without back.
You're not going to be raining, are you? You're not going to be mowing. Okay, let's stay here for a couple more hours.
Yeah. Time
he has to leave, though. Yeah,
I'll
so.
Make phone calls.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Pleasant?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.